faith without works is dead. We're going to talk tonight about doing the works of God. And faith without works is dead. And in James, our chapter tonight, portions of it, James 2:17 says that faith without works is dead. And a lot of people misunderstand that. And what they do is they just go ahead and do the works, and there's no binding to Jesus Christ in it, so it doesn't work. So works can't do the things of God, but faith without those works is dead. There's no reason. You just don't stand there and believe God. You have to be doing something in terms of the things of God. But it's not all the doing that we think of, and that's what I wanted to cover tonight. So we have to go ahead and do the works of God. And I just and I've shared this with you before, just leave. Vacate your seat. Don't come here anymore if you don't want to work. Let someone come here who wants to grow in the Lord and be involved in these things. So, but our people have not left. So I bless the Lord. You guys hang in for year after year, and we have some new souls that come by, and the Lord takes care of many things with them. Now, Mark happened to cover this Sunday. We hadn't coordinated what we're going to share, but he happened to speak on John chapter 6, 28 to 29. And I'll just go ahead and read that for you. John 6:28-29. They said therefore to him, "What shall we do that we may work the works of God?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him who he has sent." And I just absolutely love it. This is like prerequisite number one. Forget any works. God talks about good works that are dead, good works that are going to burn. You can run around. Atheists are out there doing good works. It has nothing to do with being in the flow of the Spirit of God. And one of the things we always have to remember, when you just do a good work for the sake of a good work, it's not led by God's Spirit, it's only going to accomplish the physical thing. It will clothe someone, it will feed someone, it will counsel someone, it will help someone pay a bill, yes. But when it's led by God's Spirit, you see that faith with the work, when it's led by God's Spirit, it not only accomplishes the physical thing, it has a spiritual meaning. There's a spiritual reason. There's a spiritual base. There's a spiritual something that's going to happen. So baking a pie for someone and bringing it next door is good. But if the Lord really stirs your heart to do that, that means he's going to do something on the spiritual realm with it also, in addition to providing you with a ton of different calories or whatever if you do a pie. Now, in terms of believing in him, when he said that what the works of God are, it's that you believe in him whom he has sent. Okay, that doesn't mean you just sit in your couch and go, "I believe you, I believe in you, I believe in you." It's just like, I mean, we're like the ants compared to God, you know, if we could even make that comparison. And we say, "Yeah, I believe in you." I mean, it's like, "Oh, so good for you. You acknowledge he exists? Well, isn't that nice of you? Oh, I believe there's a God. Oh, that's nice." Well, guess what? The scriptures tell us the demons believe in God too. They know there's a God. And they still do not have his favor. They are separate from him. So it's not believing. You have to enter into that relationship and that covenant with Jesus Christ. And then let, and it's a learning situation. We're not born knowing this. It's a learning to let the flow come through. And it can't when it's hindered with sin. So the whole idea is it's just like so simple. Crucify the flesh. Get it out of the way. Because you can't serve two masters. Adam nature rules or God nature rules. One or the other. Crucify the flesh. Let the flow of God come forth. That's when the good works are going to be his works. That's when it's going to be the right counsel. That's when it's going to be the right prayer. That's when it's going to be the right decision, the right move, the right relationship. It's like we always go in like a bull in a spiritual china shop. We knock everything down and break all the dishes. We end up cleaning up so much of our mess. And God just says, "I'm still going to love you, but, you know, aren't you tired of living like that anymore? Why don't we just wait on the Lord and hear from him?" Right now, he's telling us the works of God is to believe in him. Now, in Psalm 105, I'm not going to read the whole thing of Psalm 105. Believing in him involves more, like I said, than just acknowledging he exists. believing in him, in Psalm 105, we're told that this is what we have to do. This is some of the works of God. This is some of the things that God says to do. Give him thanks. Whoa. Now, once a year in our country, we have like a Thanksgiving, and people kind of give this token thank you to the Lord and all of that. No, this is an attitude of gratitude God wants us to develop. It's very, very powerful. Give him thanks is doing the works of God. Make known his deeds. Oh, you have to even share what God has given you. Yes, make known his deeds. I was really touched when Helen told me the little scenario from today. I came in and shared with them. Yay, I'm so happy I have finished writing the book. Now it has to go to, you know, the publisher, and we have to do the edit and the back and forth and all that stuff. It's not in print yet, but the actual writing in the manuscript is down and done, except for some tweaking. And she happened to say, gee, she happened to look at my first book. She found it. She said in the drawer, she said, oh, and it reminded her to pray. She said, God, this is Linda's first book. Her second book, help her to finish that. And then I come in and tell her that I finished it today. The same day that she prayed. I mean, make known his deeds. I'm telling you. I'm telling everyone listening on the web. I'll probably tell a few other people. Make known his deeds. God has blessed me. He has blessed you. He has helped us. The fact that you're here and weren't in a car accident means God's favor is there. Now, it doesn't mean God's favor is lifted if you're in a car accident. I'm not implying that. I'm just saying we can't take it for granted. Anything. God doesn't want us to. Don't step out from underneath the powerful umbrella of his power and his blessings. Sing to him. That's another thing. Mm-hmm. Dr. Shirley back there, she has always been a singer. When we were young flight nurses flying around the world and in and out of Vietnam, she had a guitar and she would sing and she would serenade everybody. She was just a singer. She always sings, and now she's our worship leader, and she sings and sings. She's actually doing the works of God, you see. Sing to him. Glory in him. This is all Psalm 105. Don't take my word for it. God is telling us this. He's telling us the prerequisite. He says, what do we have to do the works of God? Believe in the Lord. Go before God. Very, very powerful. Believing in him. Also, it talks about, speak of his wonders. Speak of his wonders. Now, that's a little bit different because we look back here and we said, make known his deeds. That's really good. But speak of his wonders, his magnificence, his grace, his justice, his bounty. Oh, the wonders of God. I mean, do you love him? I mean, every one of us, men and women, we know what relationships are, and there's times in your life you love people, and then you actually marry them. And then most people unlove them, and then they love them, and then they go, God never unloves us. And are you getting to the point where you don't unlove him, where you really love him, when your decisions are based on, not rules, but, God, I just really don't want to offend you. You say you don't like this, I ain't doing it. You say this isn't right, then it ain't right to me. It just, do you love him? Are you glad about the Lord? Do you seek his strength? Or do you sit in your own pride? I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. No. We always have to be just open-handed, open-hearted, and just an admission, God, there is no way that I can do this to the level that you can. There's no way that I could speak or teach. There's no way that I could sing or whatever your gifts are, whatever you're doing, whatever you're helping, whatever your function and portion in the vineyard of the Lord. It just has to be, God, I can do this, but in my own strength, it's going to be far short. I just need you, Lord. I need your strength to be able to do this. And every one of us knows we have that. There's times when you're exhausted and whatever, but you still be able to go through it. There's times when you're bitter or angry and you get through it because it's not your strength, it's God's strength. Believing in him involves seeking him continually. It's not a Sunday thing. It's not, well, I did my devotion, so I'm done. This is an awareness. Truth. Really, the word, it means aware. It's an awareness. So, so powerful. Are you aware of the presence of God? God has opened up my whole, I tell you, this past year has probably been, you know, I've known the Lord here and been on a walk with him for, 76, however many years that is, you know? So, golly. And I think the last year has just been opened up so much, but that's how it is. It's sort of like when you're a kid and you learn the sounds of the letters. And I remember teaching the young ones years ago, and they would go k, k, a, t. They got all the sounds, and they go ka, cat, cat, cat. And all of a sudden, they came to that revelation. So it's like this year I'm coming like, all of a sudden, the revelation. But it isn't all of a sudden. It's 36 years in the making to understand, God, you're right here. You're present. You're with me. And your power is so great and magnificent. You're with each one of your children. The power of your spirit it's just not even understandable. But it's not just my feelings that I feel him so close to me. It's not that. He is with me, and you have the same thing. And all the more, I'm just aware of where he is in the room, sitting in the room with me as I do devotions, in the car with me, whatever. There's this ongoing conversation. I'm not talking out loud here to this imaginary friend of mine. No. This is deep in my soul acknowledgement of him and his presence. And also believing in him when he says to do the works of God, which is believing in him. Remember his wonders and his marvels. And when we do these things, we're going to be strong in him. And what he does is, in doing this, you live in his world, even though you walk in this world. You're going to be able to do what Jesus did. You're going to be able to be one with God, even though your body is here. And it doesn't mean you're walking around going, or living in a cave somewhere. It doesn't mean any of that. It means you're alive and full and vibrant. You're like the best dad, the best mom, the best worker, the best employer, the best employee, all of these kind of things. You become the fullness of whatever you're doing in that moment because of the purity of God, because of the strength of God. It's so amazing. The flow comes from him through us. And guess what? One of the best side effects of that flow is clean spirit. It's not messed up and dirtied by our opinions or what we've been exposed to. All of us have had hurts and confusions. We form our opinions based on broken information. And then God wants us hot for God. Now, sometimes that can be misunderstood in our common language of the day. I'm not saying God's a hottie. You know, I'm not saying that. You know, I'm not talking about any sensual manner here. I'm not talking about looks or anything. You gotta be hot for God. He wants us hot for him and not cold or lukewarm. And you can read that in Revelation 3:15-16. And it says, this is amazing now. See, you can't hide from God. You can hide from everybody else. You can put up a good front. You can lie through your teeth. But God says, I hope this pierces our hearts, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. So he knows when you're in that condition. I would that you were cold or hot. So because you're neither, you're lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, what does he say he's going to do? I'll spit you out of my mouth. Some versions say I'll spew you out of my mouth. Wow. Whoa. The power of God is great. He knows where we stand. There's some issues that I may be hot and understand. I have a flow. I have a passion for. There's other areas I may be cold. That's all God says. He's not saying be cold for him. I don't have a heat. I don't have the understanding maybe, or the life isn't in that particular part. So God says, I'd rather have you hot or cold. But this lukewarm thing, lukewarm means you have taken and mixed the things of God with the things of the earth. You've taken the hot of God with the cold of the earth. That makes you lukewarm, and that means you are not of God in that thought, in that action, in that feeling, in that doing. Wow. And what's he going to do with those who have mixed God and foolishness of the earth? I spew you out of my mouth. It is not a work of me. So very, very, very powerful. And the word, I want to just give a little understanding here. In terms of the word hot, comes from the Greek word zestos, or boiling hot, meaning to be fervent. We get the word zest, you know, something zesty from it, not just the soap, just zest. But it means hot or fervent. And then cold. The word that was used for cold in the scripture is, it's sukho, and it means a cool by blowing. And it means it's a decrease in the passion, the zeal. So some things I have a zeal and I'm there and I understand, and other things I don't. But as we continue to grow in the Lord, those things are going to be good. Now this is the lukewarm thing that God talks about. It comes from the word, chileros, and it means tepid, warm. And guess what? There's no refreshment to someone. Hot or cold is going to give you some refreshment. Lukewarm, it's not going to do anything. But God's just not talking about what it does. When you mix the things of God and the things of yourself, Adam nature and God nature, God says, it's no longer God nature. So we really need to pray. We need to ask God, God, I don't want to mix my opinion with your word. I don't want to mix my ideas with what you have said is. So it's a constant journey here. We want to make sure that we're hot for God and we don't accidentally mix these things and become lukewarm. Because he said, I'll spit, meaning to spew, emeo, literally to vomit it up. We get emesis. The word emesis means it's a medical term for vomit. Emeo. Your body will refuse it. It won't become a part of you. That's what he says. When it's lukewarm, it isn't going to go in you like it would the things of God. So you're not going to be a part of him. So what are you? Cold? Not knowing God? Denying him? Death? This is all from the Adam nature. Are you hot? You know God. You live for him. You have life. But that lukewarm, that mixing of both, you're going to be vomited up. It's not of God. So don't try and mix it. Now, this is something I don't know how well you... Oh, that came out pretty good. I had a little trouble getting some of the colors and stuff like that. It didn't come out the way I put it in there. But in terms of, this is a comparison, and you can see that here. But I just wanted you to see this. In terms, these are just a couple of items that are here on this particular chart. Maybe we could post the chart on the website to go along with this. I'll see if I can get that to you. But anyways, these are just some items. Church, tithes and offerings, truth, Bible, prayer, and praise. Those are just some subject areas. If you're hot, these are the things that you're going to be doing. If you're cold, these are the things you're going to be doing. And if you're lukewarm, that's what's going to do. So in terms of church, if you're hot, you're going to want to go to church. Not a rule. You're going to actually want to go there. If you're cold, you don't go. That's it. I'm not going. If you're lukewarm, you say, well, I'm going, but let's get it over with. In terms of tithes and offerings, you want to give. In terms of cold, you don't give. That's it. And lukewarm, you say, well, I gave last week, and I'm kind of like a little short this week, so I don't think I will. So you're trying to mix both. You're giving, but your attitude stinks. It's lukewarm. You might as well keep your... What Frank, our previous pastor here, used to say, if you're not gonna give it willingly and by his spirit and in a holy manner, you might as well keep it because you're gonna need it. You ain't gonna get a blessing from God. Now, truth, if you're hot, you're gonna hunger for the truth of God. If you're cold, you're gonna say, there is no truth. That's it. You're not there. You don't have it. If you're lukewarm, you're satisfied with some opinion that kinda makes you comfortable. How many times have you heard people say, oh, God doesn't want you to go that far. God doesn't really mean, you know, that it's just a little white lie. It's not really big. It's just taking stuff home from work. You know, a few rolls of toilet paper, they're not going to miss it at the office. You know, you start mixing this stuff. No. Now, in terms of the Bible, if you're hot, you're going to love it and you're going to learn from it. If you're cold, you're going to condemn and mock the Bible as myth. The Adam nature really can't do anything else but that. It's enmity to God. And then lukewarm, the Bible is kind of like the last thing on your mind. You don't deny its truth, but you really don't do anything with it. And prayer. If you're hot, in the hot column here, you're going to pray frequently and fervently. If you're cold, you're going to condemn and mock prayer. It's foolish, just like you do the truths of God. Now, if you're lukewarm, you're going to pray amiss to consume it upon yourself. Oh, God, give me a car. Oh, God, give me a mate. Oh, God, give me more money. Oh, God, give me a trip. Oh, God. You see what I'm saying? Foolishness. In terms of praise, if you're hot, you're going to praise God with a sincere heart. If you're cold, you're going to say there is no God. If you're lukewarm, you're going to praise only with your lips. God identifies that in the scriptures. You're going to pray only with your lips. Just little repetitious mumblings, thinking that you're doing something. So in terms of us, let's be hot. Let's be boiling for the Lord to do His mighty works. In His time, you know, by His way and in His manner, pray and fast. For what, you know, like in terms of our church, pray and fast for what else God would have us do in our next season. Don't close up the shop, swing the doors wide open for the Lord, you know? I say, oh, well, you know, I don't know, I'm tired of preaching, I'm tired of serving, I'm tired of vacuuming. No. Be hot for the Lord. And with His flow coming through you, there'll be a dearness in your heart to do this. I mean, no one's above the other. Pastor Mark very often will vacuum, you know. I mean, we're not above the other. We pitch in, we help out, we minister unto people, we do the works of God. But those key works of God have to do with God, not so much the physical words. You get that vertical relationship straight with God, everything on the horizontal is going to work out really well. But that relationship with God has to be prime. It has to be first. It has to be a flow from God so you can do the works of God. Belong to Him. Love Him. Let Him work through you. That's the whole key. It's not as difficult as we've made it. I know I have really tried to work these works of God. All I did was get tired. It took me a while to understand. Say, you know, the battle is yours, Lord. It's not mine. I just need to wait and listen. You'll show me what to do. If I don't make that visit or I don't get that call in, the world is not going to end. You'll lead. If I can't do it or get to it, well, you've got many other servants out there I'm sure you can call on too. And God knows that you and I are not sitting back on the couch watching movies when we should be doing something that God has called us to do. So it's a good measure with the Lord. Let's love Him. Let's remain hot for God and let's do the works of God. God bless you.